Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So Mishnah Ches talks about if your Korban Pesach gets mixed in with other Korbanos. HaPesach, Shenasariv Bezvachim, the Korban Pesach becomes mixed up with other types of Korbanos, which are different from the Korban Pesach in terms of the Zrikas Hadam and how long you're allowed to eat it for, meaning let's say you have three sheep, they all look the same, and you designate all of them as Korbanos, but one of them is a Pesach, one of them is an Asham, and one of them is an Ola, and you can't tell which one is which. So how many sprinklings of the dam do you do? It depends on which carbon it is. How long can it be eaten for? Depends which carbon it is, right? The Ola cannot be eaten at all. Pesach can only be eaten until either Chatzos or the next morning. The Asham for Yom V'Layla, so you can even eat it during that day. So Kulan Yiru Ad She'yistovu, all of them have to be left to graze until they develop a mum, v'yamachru, and then you sell them, meaning their Kedusha is transferred to the money, and then the money is used to buy other carbonos that replace the ones that got mixed up. However, the three animals themselves are not at all are not all worth the same amount of money probably as the originals. So what do? V'yavi b'dmei hayafesh behen miminze, whichever of the three animals was the most expensive, you buy an animal of at least that expense for one carbon. Yafesh behen and you also have to buy the other type of carbon with the most expensive of with the value of the most expensive of the original three animals, because you don't know which of those three animals was designated for. So meaning, if let's say you had a $100 animal, a $90 animal, and an $80 animal, but you don't know which one was a Pesach, which one was the Ola, which one was the Asham, and the value of whatever you got for it has the Kedusha of that carbon, so you need to spend $100 on the new Pesach, Ola, and Asham, $100 each. So whatever extra is going to be out of pocket, you're going to have to pay for that. So Nisariv b'Bechoros, but if the Korban Pesach became mixed up with a Bechor, where the Matnas Dam is the very same as the Korban Pesach, so Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Chaburus Kohanim, if the group that happened to have been registered on that Korban Pesach was made up entirely of Kohanim, Yochelu, then they don't need to sell the animals, they could just buy new ones, and they can just they don't need to sell the animals and buy new ones. They could just eat the korbanos at the Seder, meaning bring both animals in Erev Pesach, eat both of them that night, and that way, regardless of whether it's a Pesach or whether it's a Bechor, you did right, because a Bechor is only eaten by Kohanim, but these guys are all Kohanim anyway. A Bechor could be eaten already that day, but so you're not going to risk that. You'll wait till the nightfall to eat it like you would a Korban Pesach, so you just treat it with the chumras of both of them, because the actual avoda is the same. The people who are allowed to eat it is the same. Now the chum disagree with Rabbi Shimon because it creates a condition that requires the bukhar to be eaten in less time than the Torah would normally allow. Bukhar is normally allowed to be eaten for 2 days, and this a Korban Pesach can only be eaten that night. So it limits the time that you're able to eat it if it's a bukhar. So that's why the chum disagree with Rabbi Shimon. Now Mishnah Tes. So the Mishnah talks about what happens if you accidentally shechted two different animals for your group for a Korban Pesach. Chabura sha'avad pischa. Chabura lost their Korban Pesach. V'amr le'echad, and they appointed one of the members of the group. Tzeu v'akeshu shchot aleinu. Go find the animal and shecht it for us. V'halachu matzo v'shachu. So he went out, he found it, and he shechted it. V'heim lachu v'shachtu. But meanwhile, they went out and they bought it in replacement and they shechted it. So im shalo nishchad rishon, if the animal of that guy was shechted first, so who ochel mishalo, he eats from that Korban Pesach, ochel mimo mishalo, and they eat from his as well, because they made him their shliach, so when he was acting as their proxy, and therefore if he shechted it first, his was one that was nitfas as the actual Korban Pesach. Vim shalahen nishchat rishon, and if they shechted theirs first, heim ochel mishalahen, they eat from theirs, v'hu ochel mishlo, but he's still only going to eat from his, because he never registered on the one that they brought. They weren't his shliach, he was only their shliach. So when he was bringing his, as far as he knew, that was the only Korban Pesach that he had. Vim en yadu eizem en nishchat rishon, but we don't know who shechted their Korban first. O sheshachtu shem kecher, or they both managed to shech them at the exact same time. It seems to be the same time. Obviously, it's Yevshel Tzamtzim that it was mamish exactly the same time, but we're not able to tell which one came first. Who ochel mishalo? Then the guy eats from his, because whichever animal was shechted first, he's for sure allowed to eat from his. Veheim einam ochel mimo, but they're not allowed to eat from his because theirs might have been shechted first. Veshalhen yosei the beis hasreifa, and nobody's allowed to eat from theirs because the guy that they sent can't eat from theirs because as far as he knew that one was never happening, so he was definitely not registered on that. They can't eat from theirs because as far as they know now, the other guy brought to his shechted his carbon first. Uptur melasos pesach sheni, but they're not going to have to do pesach sheni because they were yotzei their mitzvah of shchitas a pesach with one of them. They just don't know which one they were yotzei the mitzvah of shchita with. So now the Mishnah tells us, Amar Lehen, if instead of the group telling him to find and shecht, and shecht the lost one, what they find, one of them went on his own to look for the lost carbon pesach, and he said to the other guys, Emecharti tzu'u v'shechetu alai, if I come late and I don't come back with the original animal, go and shecht the replacement one for me. Halach umutzo v'shechet, and he went and he found the lost animal and he shechted it. And meanwhile, they went and they bought and they shechted another one. So then, im shalahen yishchad rishon, if theirs was shechted first, hein ochel mishalahen, they can eat from theirs, v'hu ochel imayin, and he can eat with them, because he made them his shaliach to shecht the karm pesach for him if he didn't find time. V'im shalon yishchad rishon, and if his karm was shechted first, hu ochel mishalo, then he eats from his karm pesach, v'hein ochel mishalahen, they eat from theirs, because they already withdrew from the first Karban Pesach, because they never made him a shliach to go and find it. If you don't know which one was shechted first, or they were both shechted at the same time, so they can definitely eat from theirs, because miman of shech, they're allowed to eat from theirs, but he's not allowed to eat from theirs, because maybe his real Karban Pesach was the one that he had found, and nobody's allowed to eat from the one that he ended up shechting, but he was definitely yotzei the mitzvah in one way or another, so he's not going to have to do Pesach Sheni. Third case, Amr Lehen va'Amr Lo, if they each said to each other to take care of it, that whichever one of us finds a carbon should go and take care of it. Meaning, if I'm successful in finding the lost carbon, I'll shecht it for all of us, and if I'm not successful, you should shecht the replacement for all of us. So, Ochlim Kulam in Rishon, then they all eat from whichever one is shechted first. But v'Ein Yodua Eizem Ehen Ishchad Rishon, if you don't know which one was shechted first, Shneim Yosun Beis Reifa, then nobody's allowed to eat because they're each other's shliach, so they're not allowed to eat from an animal that may not be the real Karban Pesach. So nobody's allowed to eat from it. Lo amar lehen v'lo amar lo, if nobody made anybody else a shliach, and the guy just went on his own and found the original lost carbon and he shechted it, then they have no responsibility toward each other. Each one eats from their own carbon pesach, regardless of anything else. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we learned that if you mix up different animals that are different carbonos, so you let them all graze, you sell them, and you use the money to buy replacement animals, but each replacement animal has to equal the value of the most expensive of the originals, and you pay that out of pocket. However, if a Karban Pesach got mixed in with Bechoros, so then we have Machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says, as long as the group of eaters on that Karban Pesach are all Kohanim, it's perfectly fine. Whereas, presumably, Tanakhama disagrees with that and says, no, because a Bechor really should be eaten for 2 days, and Karban Pesach is only eaten for that one night, so you're really limiting the time that you can eat a Bechor if you're just going to let them eat it. Then Mishnah Tess, we learned about 4 different cases about a Chabur that lost its Karban Pesach, and one member of the Chabur went out to go look for it. So we said, if that one member was a shaliach of the rest of them, so then certainly if whoever's was shechted first is going to be the real Karban Pesach. But if they don't know which one was shechted first, so that guy that went out to look for it is definitely going to eat what he shechted, because he did not make them his shliach to eat the Karban Pesach, but they're not going to eat what he shechted, they're not going to eat what they shechted if they don't know that they shechted first. The second case was that he made them his shliach, but they didn't make him their shliach. So then, if they, again, whichever one gets shechted first, that's real Karban Pesach. But if they don't know which one was shechted first, so since they made him their shliach, his karban will still get eaten, but their karban since he made them his shliach, their karban will still get eaten, but his karban will not necessarily get eaten. And then the third case was everybody made everybody their shliach, so if you don't know which one was shechted first, then you can't eat any of them. And then the fourth case was neither of them made anybody a shliach, so then each one just eats whichever karban they brought. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the last two Mishnayos of the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim.